The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Let yourself be loved. Let yourself be loved by the most holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let yourself be loved by God. Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity famously said, "Let yourself be loved." In the Gospel of St. John, which we just heard proclaimed, God reveals to us his abundant and unconditional love for us. Listen again to these words of Holy Scripture. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The inner life of God is a trinity, a communion of three co-equal persons who eternally and infinitely love each other. As St. John put it simply, whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. Today we rejoice because Jesus has revealed to us the love of God. Jesus has revealed to us the Father. Jesus makes visible to us the love of the Father through his dying on the cross and through his glorious ascension. Jesus prepared us for the gift of the Holy Spirit who dwells in the hearts of those who believe in the name of Jesus. Today is not about learning a master's in theology. Today is about surrendering to the love of God. Today is about accepting the indwelling of the Holy Trinity in your soul. In our second reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, we heard that if we mend our ways, encourage each other, and live in peace, then God will be with us. In our world today, there is a lot of poverty and fear. There are increasing stories of food crises in war-torn areas. There is noticeably an increase in homelessness here in Norman. There are those who experience physical poverties and many more who experience spiritual poverties. Many of us fear what the future holds. So many are without hope because they do not know the love of God. And how can they know if no one testifies to them? St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, powerfully proclaims that those who believe in Jesus and call upon his name will be saved. But with a touch of sorrow and a strong appeal to us, he declares, "But how can they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how can they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone to preach? And how can people preach unless they are sent?" Perhaps let us add one more step. How can you be sent unless you first let yourself be loved by God? St. Paul does not say, how can you be sent unless you first let yourself be loved by God? But St. Elizabeth of the Trinity gives us a clear witness by her example and words of encouragement that before all else, we must let ourselves be loved by God. St. Elizabeth of the Trinity was born in France in 1880. A contemporary of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, her father died when she was very little, and as a child, she was a big troublemaker. God drew her heart to become a bride of Christ, and she entered the Carmelites at the age of 21. She experienced profound joy as a Carmelite, despite suffering Addison's disease, a source of great pain, and the cause of her early death at the age of 26. She is named St. Elizabeth of the Trinity because of her deep devotion and love for the mystery of God's inner life. She believed that we are within the triune God and he dwells in us. In a letter to a very anxious prioress, St. Elizabeth of the Trinity wrote the most encouraging message that could possibly be given. She said, if you faithfully believe that he is still working, that he is loving you just the same and even more, because his love is free, and that is how he wants to be magnified in you, and you will let yourself be loved. In this one letter alone, St. Elizabeth says 6 times, let yourself be loved. What does letting yourself be loved by God look like? It looks like humbly coming to the sacrament of holy penance, of confession, and submitting yourself to the cleansing love of God's mercy. It looks like fruitfully receiving in faith the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist, who abides within you sacramentally. It looks like giving thanks and praise to God for his abundant and unmerited gifts, his graces. It looks like inviting the Holy Spirit to be a fire of love burning within your heart. It looks like listening to the Word of God in the same way that a lover listens attentively to the voice of the beloved. Above all, it looks like embracing the cross, because it is the cross that stretches, that expands our hearts to the love of the infinite God. It is through the cross that we find a more perfect union with Jesus. It is through the cross that our hearts will be pierced by the love of him who was pierced for our sake. God the Father is not distant. He has not abandoned you. He will never abandon you. Let yourself be loved by the Father. Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, loves you. He suffered and died for love of you. Let yourself be loved by Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the fire of God's love. You received the Holy Spirit through baptism and confirmation, but have you fanned into flame the gift you have received? Let yourself be loved by the Holy Spirit. Let yourself be loved by God. Let us together open our hearts to the love of God. Join your hearts with mine as I offer a prayer written by St. Elizabeth of the Trinity. O my God, Trinity, whom I adore, help me to forget myself entirely that I may be established in you as still and as peaceful as if my soul were already in eternity. May nothing trouble my peace or make me leave you, O my unchanging one. that may each minute carry me further into the depths of your mystery. O my three, my all, my beatitude, infinite solitude, immensity in which I lose myself, I surrender myself to you as your prey. Bury yourself in me that I may bury myself in you until I depart to contemplate in your light the abyss of your greatness. Amen.